Or, I had defeated a pillar of the Adelaide establishment, Ian Wilson, in his seat of Sturt. And by 25, I was sitting in the House of Representatives. I stayed there for more than 26 years. I took my future wife to dinner between Christmas and New Year in 1992. I was enraptured by her. In one way, I felt I had met my match. She talked and laughed all night. I remember thinking, this girl could make a fire hydrant laugh. She's the girl I'm going to marry. Just like that. Love at first sight. We wed in the winter of 1994 and are still married. For many years, Carolyn and I tried to conceive through in vitro fertilisation. In her mid-30s, she successfully carried twins to 31 and a half weeks and gave birth to Eleanor and Barnaby on 26 August 2000. It was a very difficult pregnancy. Carolyn was in hospital for 13 of those 31 and a half weeks. Eleanor, or Baby B, as she was described while in utero, was not expected to be born alive. We had a plot of land for her burial ready at the cemetery at St. Peter's at Normanville, where many of my family have been buried since they helped found the church in the 1850s. Both Eleanor and Barnaby are hale, hearty and whole at almost 26 years of age and have been joined through natural births by Felix, now 18, and Aurelia, now 12. At each of these three moments, I sensed my life had changed. There were many significant days and important events during my time in politics. Pre-selections, elections, elevations to high office, swearings in, leadership changes, major announcements of policy decisions, openings, noteworthy speeches, visits of world leaders, cabinet meetings, sittings of the parliament, passing of bills, signing of contracts, triumphant and disastrous events. But there were only two occasions that, for me, equated to an epiphany. The first occurred when I was a 14-year-old Year 9 student at St. Ignatius College, Athelstan, in Adelaide. I decided that I was going to be a Jesuit priest. I believed I had a vocation. I did, but as it turned out, not to be a priest. Because I'm the youngest child of five and need to garner maximum attention in all things, I couldn't just declare my intention to the Jesuits. There needed to be a build-up. So I wrote a series of poems of dubious religious quality and even more dubious literary merit and sent them anonymously to Father Paul Mullins, S.J., one of the Jesuit fathers at the school. I wanted him to understand the strength of my vocation. I'm sure the poor man knew it was me. That was the idea, after all. Eventually, I summoned the courage to tell him that I planned to spend the rest of my life serving God. After his initial surprise, and of course joy, he explained to me that Jesuits remain a father or brother for their entire service. They rarely rise to Monsignor, Bishop, Archbishop or Cardinal, let alone Pope. They are the crack troops of the Church, run by the General of the Jesuits in Rome, not designed to be distracted by matters of Church hierarchy. We now know that Father Mullins was wrong. Pope Francis is a Jesuit. But then the exception proves the rule. It will come as no surprise that this insight was an unwelcome development. Not long before this conversation, I'd read a novel called The Cardinal by Henry Morton Robinson, later made into a 1963 film starring Tom Tryon. The book traces the rise of a young Bostonian from parish priest to cardinal, culminating in his participation in the conclave in 1939 that chose Eugenio Pacelli to be Pope Pius XII. It seemed like a sound guide to me. Father Mullins, however, saw no path to the papacy for this pupil. I dropped the idea immediately and never considered the possibility again. But as Julie Andrews' character Maria von Trapp says in The Sound of Music, when God closes a door, somewhere he opens a window. The following year, 1982, I read The Making of the President, 1960, by Theodore H. White, and discovered a new roadmap to follow. The papacy might be closed to me, but the Prime Ministership of Australia was not. It was to that destination I set my sail. After that, from the age of 15, my education and professional life were angled to how they would affect my climb up the political greasy pole. That choice affected the next 37 years of my life.